4 TFW. See, didn't make it home just yet. I wait after Boulevard and 357. Couple text messages, but I'm pretty much sure I did. Weirdest thing is, so the locker room is like down in a hole on the property, and it's a all metal building. And my phone receives your text fine, but as soon as I go to try to send something, it says fail. And that's why I texted you. I was on the radio. I was reading it. It seems like one of the best apps you can use on iPhone is APRS.fi. But I think it's like $7. $5 or $7 a month. I don't know if it's yearly or monthly, or you've got to pay for something extra. I'm not sure because I don't have an iPhone. Getting into it, seeing what was capable. Time, and my wife loves the fact that she can generally see, like, when I'm pulling in the parking lot at work. You know, that way, if I get stuck in traffic, I don't have to try to text her or call her. She knows I'm moving or I'm not moving. That sounds good. And that radio is capable of that GMRS, and that, so she's not opposed to that. She's just opposed to having to take a test to get a license, I think. Get the range out of GMRS that you're needing. I mean, if you got a 30-mile drive to work, it's not going to go that far. Not necessarily for that, but like when we're traveling or when we're camping or hiking or something like that. I'm in it for that. Another 2 meter 440 antenna put on my truck. I could probably just hook it into that radio and then use that as a mobile in my truck, right? It's got a little adapter that changes the coax over to a BNC, and then I have a little BNC adapter that's screwed into my radio. That way it's a lot quicker to change it out instead of screwing the connection in and off the radio all the time. You said you have some kind of little amp for it too? Yeah, link to that. It's by a company called BTEC. You know, they take all the Baofeng radios and they're supposedly make them FCC compliant or whatever in the U.S. So, you know, Baofeng Tech is what they are, but they go by BTEC, and I bought it off it, and it's about 30 amps. If it's only like $60-$70, the only downside is, and it's probably maybe common with a lot of amps, is that, you know, I had to pick one that I was going to use. So if you wanted to use it for GMRS, you would have to buy one for basically 70 centimeters. But, like, I use it for 2 meters, so I bought one for that's specific to 2 meters. Think of that, too. I don't think it was that bad. I just put it on my Amazon wish list or something, and then whenever I was ready to buy it, I bought it. But it comes with a microphone and an adapter cable that you plug into the radio, like the microphone port and the speaker port. And the amp itself has a speaker on it and a microphone jack. So you plug it in. So instead of picking your HT up and talking through it, you can pick the microphone up. And it will almost act like a normal mobile radio where you actually have a microphone that you can talk through and it'll key up the HT and everything else when you're transmitting. Hey, today, KN4TFW. Man, I spent the day as my boss man's proxy's proxy. So the lady that normally covers for him was tied up with other meetings, so I got to attend all his meetings, and those are just so much fun, and I really enjoyed them, and I didn't, you know, even remotely almost fall asleep during most of them. I hear you on that one. One meeting, I was sitting there, I mean, I knew I was getting tired. I finally had to stand up. You know, I'm like deciding on whether should I stand up and then look back because everybody knows I'm getting sleepy, or should I just go ahead and do it. After about 10 minutes of kind of going back and forth with myself, I finally just stood up and said, heck with it. Because, I mean, it was just getting bad.
get me a drink or something and try to stay engaged in it. It's really hard. Some meetings, they just drag on, and it's not really informative.
Anything pertaining to the area that I work in, or even the broader area, and I'm just like, okay, I'm struggling here.
Here in a few minutes, I'm in the drive-through line here at Zaxby's in Greer, but I think when I get around the back side, it kind of quits.
You picking up supper for you and the wife tonight?
Getting chicken tenders before there ain't no more in the U.S. and there's a shortage.
Okay.
Right. It's been all over the news this morning and on the computer and that. I guess the average person eats about 100 pounds a year of chicken. They're saying that there's going to be a shortage and they're going to run out. So now the media is going to cause a mad rush on chicken tenders and chicken nuggets.
The bad part is you're right, and people will just like mob stores to buy all the chicken, and it's just gonna be hard to get a hold of.
When like KFC and those chicken places run out, then you're really gonna be hosed.
That's be chicken sandwiches.
We're at Grandma catching yard chicken for Sunday lunch.
Okay. No supper tonight. The wife got plans with her sister, and I've got the house all to myself this evening, so I don't even know what I'm going to do.
HF all the way.
Mobile radio, my ICOM 7100. I got it all plugged up in the living room, so it's what I'm talking on now. And I got my off-center fed dipole hooked up to it for the HF side. On the outside, I can't do any 80 meters, so...
I can do 6 to 80. I just can't do 2 meters.
I'm going to use for 6 meters. I mean, I don't even think I can hit the repeater that's near here.
Call the magic band.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a magic band once the solar cycle picks up enough, but I've never really seen a whole lot from it.
Contact on it.
Here will do the, I guess, the repeaters and stuff, too. There's supposed to be one up near Caesar's Head, but I don't know if I've either never got it to key up or never got anybody to answer.
Yeah, the spotting networks, you know, a lot of people use it a good bit, but I think they're more out west.
So there's a huge advantage to doing 6 meters, you know, except for whenever the solar cycle's really high, but... You know, then you don't want to talk on a repeater with a horizontal antenna versus a vertical like I've got. I had to get the UV5R, the 878 from BridgeCom.
Yet I hadn't decided if I wanted it or not. So I just still in limbo about it. Just trying to decide what I think I need.
Now, I think there was another website that sold those exact radios without having to jump through the BridgeCom's website. I'm trying to see if I can find it now.
Like about $299.
Alrighty, I'm on the website now. I think they sell the exact same radio, except you don't get all the extra stuff that comes along with buying anything from BridgeCom, because you sign up for anything on BridgeCom, they're going to blow you up.
Don't need that. Does the rubber duck on it take an SMA or something like that?
Well, SMA, and what I've started doing with my radios is I buy a SMA to BNC adapter, and that way my antennas come on and off a lot easier, so I'm not... I've heard that SMAs will eventually fail if you keep screwing the antenna on and off, so that's why I went to the BNC. A lease car, just pull the antenna off of it real quick and then put the BNC connection from my amp and the mag mount antenna onto the into the radio.
Yeah,
the PowerWorks website, you can get a 878 UV, whatever, UV2, whatever it is, without the little Bluetooth adapter thingy. So, and it's $219 on there. And they've got a battery eliminator, so you can just plug it straight into a cigarette lighter and all kinds of stuff for the UV. I guess it's the 5R. I don't know.
Yeah, website I'm fixing to get. I barely caught that into, you know, I'm right in my dead spot here in this thing, so it's going to be about 10 minutes before I'll be back to you. But text it to me if you don't mind.
It's a UV878 or 878UV, yeah, but I'll text it to you. And two, you can always buy a little cheap hotspot and program it and talk on your radio from the house without needing a repeater.
With those learning curves.
EMR, it's definitely a learning curve. I'd say getting the APRS up and running will be a whole lot easier than the DMR.
About old dogs.
Hotspot's not the hard part. It's the code plug. But, you know, if you were to buy that radio, Patrick's got the same radio. He could probably just program it, and you'd never know the difference. You know, you just be able to learn to work it, and it'd be fine. But if you have to do one from scratch, oh, my God.
I went into my bow bank just to say that I did it, and then I got me a cable for the rest.
Generally, programming a DMR is no fun. The app is still not much better, but, you know, once you have it set up, then it's a lot easier. You learn how to do it, but, man, that initial learning curve to get it up and running and get the code plug working right is a pain in the butt. Now, the DMR is, you know, SC Heart has the DMR network that covers the entire state, which is really cool, and I'm not close enough to hit the Greenville repeater, but I can hit the Spartanburg, and they connect to the same system.
W, was you talking to me?
D04CF or ID?
5 feet, and then all of a sudden it popped on. Hey, right here behind this axe, it's the worst place in Greer, I believe.
So I can swap over to that one real quick.